Okay, we'll try to cover some of the Rashi Prokim of Amir Lanochri. So we'll start first with Rashi. Let me bring Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Simply, there's a din of Amir Lanochri that's specifically related to Shabbos. That's simply. Which means that Amir Lanochri, even though the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Aleph seems to say that there's a concept of Amir Lanochri by all things, which we'll explain, but there's a specific Amir Lanochri by Shabbos. So the Gemara says Amir Lanochri Shavus. It's a special Amir, Shabbos Dik Amir Lanochri. So firstly, we have to look at this sugya in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says like this, the Gemara there says, Adaf Tezvov, the Gemara here says, one of the reasons why you can't sell a behemoth to a goy, with the chash that the goy will do malacha while it's still in your domain, nisyeni, while he's testing the animal out. And the Gemara says, Rashi says like this. Rashi says, the ma'ashe Yisrael also loyma legoy, mishum daber dovo. Rashi says that this, that a Jew is not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha, that's because the Yisrael of daber dovo. Very similar to what was discussed yesterday in the Daf Kufnun, where the Gemara talks about Dabel Dovo, right? And over there, clearly from the Sugya comes out that it's only Dibur. Only Dibur is awesome. That's the whole Gemara we had yesterday, right? Dibur also Hiru Mutter. That's how the Gemara explained why a person can communicate to a Poel, right? He's going to hire him without telling him directly. Right, that's the whole Gemara. That if you don't tell him directly, it's as though you're being Mahara. Hanirish Atamidi Mi Bahara. That's called Hira. And that was the whole Arichas of the Sugya, that Hira is not like Dibur. And that's what the Gemara goes through. Yamachanecha Kodesh and all the complications of whether Hira is like Dibur, Hira is not like Dibur. So this Rashi here by us is very clear that this is also Mishum Dabur Dovo. So L'chor, according to this Rashi, if you and the goy have a sign language, right, remiza, if you hint to the goy, there'd be no problem. Just like we had here, just like the Daz, just like the Dev Anir Shatamini Mi Boerav, where Rashi says over there clear, they both even know, Rashi is even a bigger Chiddush, they both know. They both know that he means that I'm going to hire you, but since I didn't say it, it's only Dibo, the Dabo Dovo, it's only if I say it. Okay, so if that would be the case, you could have sign language with a goy, or you could have cards, flash cards, and you could pick up the cards, put on the lights, do the wash, kivaldik. Have a goy in the house for Shabbos, don't talk to him at all. It's just the whole Shabbos. You can even have one of these electronic boards giving him directions the whole Shabbos. No dabel dovo. You didn't do it. You didn't. The skolnish gezogt. Now, let's bring up the Gemara Bava Metzia. And over there, the Gemara has a different mahalach. Yeah, the Gemara says like this. Is the Amir Lanochri by Lo Sachsim? That's this main sugi there. Is there an Isra Amir Lanochri to muzzle an animal? You tell a goy, you don't muzzle the animal, you tell a goy to muzzle the animal. Obviously, the Gemara there means also that the goy will be doing the work. Because that we've explained in the past, it's not really negir tamir lanochri, it's negir to the lav of muzzling. Muzzling, the muzzling is not what's the isser. The isser is working with the animal while it's muzzled. In other words, if Reuven went and muzzled an animal, and Shimon went and did work with that animal, Shimon is the one that's getting malchus, not Reuven. Even though Shimon never muzzled the animal at all, which is the way I was metaretz the Rambam, I think, and logically is the most mistavodik way to learn the Rambam. The Rambam who says that in Hilchos Schiras, Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam says that if somebody goes ahead and he muzzles the animal by talking to the animal, he muzzles the animal al yidei amira. So he tells the animal, don't eat. State in the Rambam that he's Chayv Malkus. That the person is Chayv Malkus. Magid Mishneh schwitzes on the Rambam. Many of the Achronim schwitz on the Rambam. Zachalav Shem B'Maisa. Why do you get Malkus? There's all different kinds of ways. That's where the Magen Mishnah unveils this tremendous Chiddush, that if you have a lav that you could do through a malach, through a Maisa, even if you do without a Maisa, you're chayv. As I zok the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says that even if you do without an action, since the lav could be done with, you're chayv anyway. Chayv Malkus anyway. As I zok, that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The big shaila is how to learn that Magen Mishnah. Does that mean every lav, that even if there's a remote way? Remember, Yankov, in your days of Makkos, we discussed this. Why isn't Eidus called a lav shigesh b'maisa? Tosfos says in Bava Basra, Daf Mem, that you could write testimony and send it to Bezin. That's Shitas HaTosfos. The Rambam doesn't necessarily agree to that. The other Rishon, Rashi, doesn't agree to that. But the Tosfos holds that if a person has the ability to talk, then even if they write their testimony, it's kosher. So the Divrei Yecheskel asks, if we use the Magen Mishnah's way of thinking, that any lav that could be with a maise is called a lav sheyesh b'maise, so l'chayre loisana b'riachay tshoka should also be a lav sheyesh b'maise. That's what he's moira. But really, the way we're explaining, you don't have to come out to any chidushim. The reason why we're giving this guy Malkus is not for the muzzling. It's for working with his animal and not allowing it to eat. We don't care if the way he's not allowing it to eat is not al yidei ma'isa. We're focusing on what he's doing. What he's doing. He's working with an animal that can't eat. And we're giving him malchus for the threshing or the plowing. We're not giving him malchus for the muzzling. The muzzling is the state. The malchus is for the work that he's doing with the animal in that state. Very similar to why you get Malkus. The Rambam says if you bring a korban without salt, you chayv Malkus. Everybody asks, alav shem b'maisa. You didn't add salt. Not adding salt is ein b'maisa. So why you chayv Malkus? The teretz is, I'm not getting Malkus for not adding salt. I'm getting Malkus for bringing the korban. I'm bringing the korban away that I'm not allowed to bring the korban. I have to bring a korban with salt. I'm bringing a korban without salt. That's called that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. That's the uptash. But anyway, al kuponim, this Gemara says clearly, that this is the whole sugya of chasima bedibor and chasima al yidei nochri. What happens if you muzzle the animal with a goy? So l'maisa, it comes out over here that it's awesome. Aloch l'maisa, it's awesome. Now, chur that pasuk. Dabar dover doesn't apply by loisachsim. During the week, there's no issa dabo dov. So here Rashi has a different idea. Here Rashi says, anusvoy, Rashi says that it's also mishum dahavi kishluchoy. Rashi says the reason why it's also is because the goy becomes your messenger. So it's not the words, it's the effect. If you have cards and you're showing the goy what to do, you'll have the same problem. Because the goy is your shlich. Not only that, if the goy does it with no command at all, he'll be chayv. Because the bottom line is, the goy is your shlich. Doing malacha for you. And this is all shaila, how the shlichus works. A goy is not normally a shliach. It's a shlich lechumle, whatever. However you learn, you get around the shlichus issue. Some say that itself is the rabbanon. So it seems to be that there are two separate issues of Amir Lanochri. One is Shlichus, that's the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi, and one is the sugya in Avodah Zorah and Rashi and other places in Shas, that the issue is Dabar Dovah. The question is, do these two reasons intertwine? Why do I need both of them? There's a lot of questions. We're not going to address all of them, but there's basically two approaches. We have the Chassam Sofer's approach and the Avnei Nezer's approach. The Chassam Sofer's approach is that Amira L'Nochri, even though it's always applicable in Kol HaTorah Kula, by Shabbos it would not be applicable. In other words, he learns the opposite of the way most people think. Most people think of Amira L'Nochri as primarily a Shabbos Yisom. That's the way you focus on Amira L'Nochri. It's a Shabbos Dik Yisom. That's how most people would understand it, right? It's a chiddush when you tell people, you know, it's not only by Shabbos. It's by Kol HaTerekula. The Chassam Sofer learns the opposite. He says, Amir L'Nochri Be'etzem is a Kol HaTerekula D'Kisa. And Shabbos is the chiddush. And the Chassam Sofer, I would have a way to navigate these two Rashis without coming on to Avnei Nezer's chiddush. But the Chassam Sofer says, Shabbos is totally in Shvisas HaGuf. Shabbos, the emphasis is resting. That's the emphasis of Mitzvah Shabbos. The Asay of Shabbosim, the Lava L'Isasa Komalocha, is Shvisas HaGuf. And he uses this L'Chumra and L'Kula. The Chassam Sofer goes all over with this idea. In a very liberal way. He obviously holds it so emes that he uses it liberally. He has a tshuva he wrote Lagabi on going on a train, traveling. He says, traveling is the reise, even if you're not doing anything. Because ein guf oinoch. Chiddush from Chassam Sofer, you know, he has a tshuva on this. There's a lot of tshuvas on this Indian. The Chassam Sofer says, traveling is a state of movement. Meaning walking is not called a lack of rest. But travel is a lack, ein guf oinoch. He says, and therefore he says, there's an issa asay de reise, somebody to travel on Shabbos, go on to a train on Shabbos. Chiddush l'chassam sofer. So the Chassam Sofer says now he takes that lomdus and he reverses it. He says, so it's true that amir l'nochri kol haterekula is also, because b'kol haterekula the emphasis is the avera. Yes, the Torah doesn't want you to trigger that avera, but the emphasis is the avera. Okay, so the Torah doesn't want the arayas, the Torah doesn't want the animal to be muzzled when it's worked. The emphasis is the avera. So then there's logic to say amir l'nochri is also. Because you're facilitating that which the Torah doesn't want. The Torah doesn't want this avera to take place, and you're facilitating that this should take place. Zok tehelik achsam soifel. But by Shabbos, with the main thing is shvisas haguf, the main thing is that you have to rest, so there the svara would be that there's no amir l'nochri b'chlal. And that's why we have to come on to this new, you know, amir l'nochri shvus by Shabbos. Chazal had to re-invite amir l'nochri in the room. It's not the way most people understand. Amir l'nochri is primarily a Shabbos tikiyisa. Going to Chassam Sofer, it's the other way around. It's primarily a non-Shabbos tikiyisa. And adarabe, the Chachomim came and the Chachomim were marbit and brought it back into the parasha. That's Chassam Sofer's approach.
Why can't you say that? The Torah doesn't want Bishul on Shabbos. The same way the Torah doesn't want Lysas and Shabbos, it doesn't want Bishul on Shabbos. The same. What do you have to do?
Because the Torah said, L'man Yenuach. The Torah said that the purpose is that you should be resting. The Torah said that this is the Tachlis. The Torah said that this is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that you should be in a state of Shabbos. In fact, I brought down from the Ezra Yisrael years ago, that's the difference between Shemitah and Shabbos. That's why the Moshul, by Shemitah, Amir L'Nochri is on the highest level. Because by Shemitah, the emphasis is that the land should rest. The Shav Sohor et Shabbos L'Hashem. So Shemitah is almost the opposite of Shabbos. Mamish opposites. Shabbos, the emphasis is the Gavra, and by Shemitah, the emphasis is the land. That the land should not have work done to it. And that's the reason why even the Ovis and Toldos are different, as we explained in Meir Kot. Because it's a different guideline. Shemitah and Shabbos are different guidelines. The Rambam writes that by Shabbos, if you cut or you prune, whether you cut from the tree or you cut it out of the ground, or as long as you do something similar to cutting, it's an av. It's the av malach of cutting. By Shvius, the Gemara says in Meir Kot, that once you don't cut out of the ground, once you prune the tree, it's already a told. So they ask it for a contradiction on the Rambam. So I said very posture based on the Ezra Yisrael. I said the difference is very simple. The difference is Shabbos, the emphasis is you. So as long as mitzad the Odom, it's the same act. See, even though this is from the land itself and this is from the tree, we don't analyze what. We don't scrutinize, we analyze. We don't scrutinize where it's being cut from. Mashen came by Shemitah where it's v'shov sa'o oretz. So once you're not going directly to the land, now it's already a toldo. That's the difference between Shabbos and Shemitah. Ba'al kuponim, that's the Chassam Sofer's approach. Then we have the Avnei Nezer's approach. The Avnei Nezer's approach is that it's Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That these are two reasons that are required. The reason that Rashi gives us in Bava Metzia is required, and the reason that Rashi gives us in Avodah Zarah is required. Let me just get you to choose Avnei Nezer. Here we are. Simon Mem Gimel in the Avnei Nezer and Tshuvas and Arachayim. Tivya Maschol Velulei Sheni Kedai. Hine, he says, Ba'amir L'Nochri, he says, Ba'amir L'Nochri, Yesh Tei Yisurim. He takes on for Dovah Pasha that they're both there. Always. Number one, he says, Mishum Daba Dovo, Kemoy Shebiya, Rashi Ba'avid Zorad Av Tezvov. That's the first four that we brought down. Because of Daba Dovo. Then he says, number two, V'yisi brings on Rashi's Loshen, V'zeh she'osu li'Yisrael lema l'goy, Mishum da b'dovah. Fine. And then he says, V'oy tambeiz mishum sha'goy nase shluchoy shol Yisrael. Right? He says there are two different, he says it's two different things, he says. L'tam ha'rishayim, afilu oim aloy b'shabbos also, it's achar ha'shabbos also. What would be you calling John? Say, John, listen, tonight I would like you to do such and such. Tonight after Avdolah. Okay, so if the Isser is Al Zdab Adovo, so it's awesome. Because we don't focus on the Malacha, we focus on your command, on the words that you're talking. That's what Avnei Nezer says. He says, L'tam HaRishon is awesome. Ach K'shoim Eloi Berev Shabbos, Lasos B'Shabbos, he says. But what happens the other way around? You come to the Goy on Friday, the Alkut Gershuni, and you tell the Goy on Friday, do this for me on Shabbos. So there it's the opposite. Daber Dover is no problem, I did it on Friday. So the Avnei Nezer says we need both reasons. We need both reasons to fulfill both aspects. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. So I would suggest that this Avnei Nezer, even though it's very geschmack, I find it hard to learn Amir Nochri without bringing out this Avnei Nezer. It's like a very geschmack Avnei Nezer. I would say in the modern halacha, there's a lot to debate this logic. One can first of all easily say that Daber Dover has parameters. Just like we had in the sugya, you're allowed to say Dvorim Shel Mabekach. What does that mean? I could say, you know what? I invested $100 million in this company, and it made $100 million. Now I have $200 million. That's very Shabbistic, as I have to say, because it brings simcha. If you lost $100 million, you shouldn't talk about it on Shabbos. Not al Zdab Adovah. Al Zdab Adovah, it's Vorm Shel Mabekach. But al Zbitl Oinik Shabbos, you shouldn't talk about it. And that's, I'm not joking, that's really halacha. You're not supposed to talk about things on Shabbos that bring tzar. So l'maisa the unterste shur is, that I remember when I was a bochen going out, so Shabbos we used to shmuz about our shiduchim, our experiences. The bochen would get together. So some weeks I would have weeks I would say, that week, based on the two shiduchim I had that week, it's also for me to talk about it on Shabbos. Even though the shadeh chabon is mutel, and it's Dvorim Shel Mabekach, but it's supposed to, maybe it's Tzah. So the bottom line is that the Mabekach means you're allowed to say something Shel Mabekach. You're allowed to say something that is not planning. There's no planning in it. It's a fact. This is what happened. I built my home. It cost me $150,000 to build my home. Even though it's not Shabbos, they could talk. You're allowed to say it, right? But the same conversation that has a practical edge, you came over to me and said, do I know a good contractor? Right? Even though today there's nobody, I think Yidden
could never say anybody's a good. I've met anybody who's a good contractor. Can't find people that would say, yeah. Anybody that a contractor usually has something, because it's some negative thing to say. But Lamaise, say, do you know a good contractor? You say, listen, I use somebody. It cost $100,000. You're telling him to Vomisha Mabakach, but it has futuristic plans. That's a problem. The same words. The same words with a plan has a problem. So too, that's what I'm saying. So too, what Avnei Nezer is saying for Dava Pasha is not so Pasha. One could easily say, when is something called Dabo Dava on Shabbos? So long that I'm talking about a malacha that's going to be Nasus Bishabbos. That's a Dabo Dava. But if I'm talking to a guy about a malacha that's going to be during the week, which the malacha doesn't involve any level of malacha b'shabbos, that's not dabo dovo. That's like dvom shom abekach. That's all I'm saying. All I'm bringing you, I agree that dvom shom abekach and what Avnei Nezer is talking about is totally different. I'm just giving you a dugma, l'sabar zoizen, that dabo dovo has its parameters, and sometimes it's loy roizek, roizek could be very similar. But it very much depends on the context. So one can arguably say that Rashi's issue, because let's look at it this way. Is it mutter for you to talk to another Jew about malacha that you did? Yes. You could say, you know, today I, Friday night you're sitting down by Yisudi, you should know today I plowed my field, I brought my car to the mechanic, this is what he fixed the starter. In the olden days you could just fix the solenoid. Today it's the starter goes, you have to change the engine. Right? You could say that. What do you mean it's malocha? You could even explain how they did it. They had to move the flywheel to put it in, and could say whatever you want. Yeah. It's a malocha. Mamish malocha, you're talking about malochas. Tarot says, yeah, but the context of malochas that I'm saying is not a problem of Dabo Dovo on Shabbos. Because I'm talking about a malocha that's a mabakach malocha. Right? So same thing over here. Why Dabo Dovo? Why is that? I'm saying if you just look at that, Davin Ezer seems to be looking like John Plow. That's Dabo Dovo. I just gave a whole class in mechanics of how to fix a car. That's not a problem of Dabo Dovo because it's not Negea. Right?
This is Negea.
Right? It's not Negea, right? That's why I said that it's not the same case. But I'm showing you that Dabo Dovo has parameters, and it doesn't just mean you spoke about malacha. So I'm saying the Dabo Dovo is only malacha b'Shabbos. That's what's awesome. That malacha b'Shabbos. Not only that, if I myself talk about malacha for after Shabbos, it's not so pasha that I'm over Dabo Dovo. I may be even say chavitzich. It may even be a different issue. Could even be a different issue. But the bottom line is, Halacha L'maisa, Avnei Nezer is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. The truth is that it may be logical to say that the Avnei Nezer, that the Chasam Sofer and the Avnei Nezer could be intertwined together. Which is, that were it not to have been for Dabar Dava, then we would say that the Torah only cares about Shvisas Haguf. So Dabar Dava invites the possibility of there being Amir al-Nachri on Shabbos. That means if not for Dabo Dovo, then we would say it all goes by you. Are you resting? Are you not resting? But since the Torah was Mechadish Dabo Dovo, so why isn't that? It opens up the door to broaden the element of Shvisa B'Shabbos. Now we could say, well, if you told a guy to do it, he's called Yishliach. That's the element of Melachan it. But it could be that the Dabo Dovo and Shlichas are both required. And the reason why Rashi had to bring in Dabo Dovo is because if not the Dabo Dovo, then maybe we would have said like the Chasam Sofer, huh? That Shabbos is unique. Eich Shiyiyeh, to come out L'maisa like the Avnei Nezer, is not, we're not knowing like that Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, we fear tzich that, number one, even if there's no Dibur at all, it's us. And that's what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch. So Halacha L'maisa, we really treat it not like Rashi in Avodah Zarah, but like Rashi in Bava Metzia. We treat Amir al-Nachri more in the direction that Amir al-Nachri is also because the Goy is my representative to do the Malach. And therefore, there's a lot of chumras. Mikoyach zeh, number one, even if you make no amir at all. There's according to Avnei Nezer, if you take both Rashis together, right? Okay, we'll leave that to Avnei Nezer on the side. But let's say I didn't tell the Goy at all to do the malach. Comes on his own, he does a malach. Comes on his own, he does a malach. That's also a problem with Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Like we had the Sugya Nochri Shabal Chabos. The Goy comes on his own to do a malach. It's also a problem. And that can be a problem of Dabed Hova. I didn't say anything. I didn't tell the Goy. I never asked the Goy. The Goy comes on his own. He does malacha for me. The halacha is I have to stop him. So l'chora, if that's the case, you see that it doesn't have to do with Dabo Dovo. That's why I would sooner, and Rashi has to agree to that, I would sooner understand it, that Dabo Dovo opened up the door, as I said, for the Takonas Chachomim, that there's a concept called Amir L'Nachri. But once Amir al-Nachri is applicable on Shabbos, they applied it any time the Goy is your shlich. Any time the Goy is doing Malacha b'shul Yisrael, they applied it. So it already goes with the lumdus of shlichus, even though it may enter in the room through Dabar Dova, that's how it got invited into the room. But once it got invited in through Dabar Dova, now it's also, even without a Dabar Dova, now it's also because the Goy is your representative. And therefore, really, there's no heter of Amir al-Nochri where the Goy is doing a malacha b'shul Yisrael. Now, and that's why if a Goy on his own does a malacha for you, you have to stop. And that's why I always felt that even Amir da'amir doesn't work the way some people do, because the Mishabur brings down that you could tell Goy A to tell Goy B, b'shas ha-tzerech, that he should do a malacha. Since the way we're learning Lamais is that everybody would agree that it's a concept of shlichus. As long as the guy knows that he's working for a Jew, it's a problem. So if you would go outside and tell, hey, John, you tell Jack to put the light on in my house, that won't work. We find Amira Damira. We find the concept that it's okay. The Mishabur says at least B'shas HaTzorech permitted. I would learn that completely different. The case of Amira Damira, the way I would see it, is like this. You have a chair. The chair is broken. The chair needs to be fixed. Okay? You need a chair for Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to fix it. It's a deraisa. Right? It's a tikkun kli. It's a deraisa. So you can't tell a guy to fix the chair. Even if they have nothing else to sit on, you can't tell a guy to fix the chair. That's a paliito, I'm saying. But Pashas, you can't tell a guy to fix the chair. So what could you do? You take the chair like this. You say, here, chair. You give it to Jack. You say, Jack, do me a favor. You take this chair to the local chair repair and have the repair shop fix the chair. The repair shop is working for Jack. They don't know that Jack is asking for the chair to be repaired because there's Rabbi Isaac that needs the chair in his house. So the guy in the store, he's fixing it for Jack. As far as he's concerned, he's fixing it for Jack. That is a case of Amir de'Amir. That's a case of Amir. Because that in Lomdus, that's what's talking happening. The repair guy is fixing it for Jack, who's doing it for the Yisrael. But if you tell Jack, go out there and call John in to put the light on, John is walking into the Jewish home and putting on the light for the Jew. It doesn't make a difference that he got that information through another guy. Because how could that be okay? That's no better than if he did it on his own. A guy's driving down the road, he sees the Jew's house is dark. He says, let me go in and put the lights on, without asking Shilas. He puts the lights on in the house, you're not allowed to use the lights.
What if he had a reason for himself that he wanted?
That's a different story. That's a different story.
He's doing it for the other guy. The guy asked him, so because he asked him, he's going to do it.
But he knows.
But he's already doing it for somebody else. It's no different than
no. No, somebody says, who is this light for? Who is the beneficiary of this light? What would be if a guy is driving down the street and his wife says, sweetie, look at that Jew, he's living in the, look at the house is black. Not nice. He says, he's onto somebody. He says, let him live in the black. She goes, sweetie, come on, please. Put it on for him, the light. The guy comes in, he tells her, you know what, I'm putting on the light because my wife, I don't love you, I hate Jews. But Susan, right, or Jill, she told me to please put on the light. So I love my wife very much, so I'm putting the light on for you. Would that be mutter? That would be absolutely awesome. The goy doesn't have to be l'shem shamayim for it to be called that he's doing b'shul Yisrael. It means he knows that he's doing a malach, he's doing this, he's putting on a light for the benefit of a Jew. Then it's awesome. The only time it's permitted, this amira da amira, in the cases that it's permitted, are cases where the goy is doing the malacha to benefit another goy. As far as he's concerned, the beneficiary of that work is the other Gentile. And that Gentile is doing it for the Jew. But if he tells the Gentile, listen, go into the Jew's house and put on the light for him, that doesn't work. So halachically, that to me, that's not an etzah. The amira, the way it's used today, the way I've seen it being used, is absolutely not a solution. There's a tremendous amount of amaratzis in this amira l'nochri. The amira l'nochri, any time the goy is doing a malacha b'shvil Yisrael, it's a problem. Okay. Not only that, you can't be nehenna from the malacha. The malacha is being done b'shvil Yisrael. Except if you're not having hanoi yeshara, whatever it is. So this is a tremendous error that's made by many, because as I said, the main lomdus here is it's a lomdus of shlichus, that the goy, and how does he become your shlich? By doing a malacha for you. You don't need minu shlichus. You don't need amira to make him into a shlich. The fact that this could be self-appointed. The fact that he's doing a malacha, and this is a beferish, it's a torbit val mishnah. The mishnah says like that. Nochi shabo v'hidlikas aneo. If you couldn't, if it's roiv Yisrael in the room, you can't use the light that comes through. Now, there's a lot of details to discuss here, which I guess we'll leave maybe for next week. Even though it's supposed to be, I think, mukzeh, whatever, so we'll mix maybe the amir and mukzeh. But, because we'll go into choyle and serich mitzvah and all the other tenoyim. But I'm just saying, foundationally, we have to understand that halachically, we're treating amir l'nochri as a shliach. And the shlichus we're going to extend to any time the goy is doing malocha b'shvil Yisrael, even though no Jew Bechlal told him. And that's why the remise is also really a big mistake. A lot of people rely on remise. And remise, besides for the fact that the remise very often is not a remise at all, because it becomes a language on its own, like a kinui nedorim. If you say, you know, it's dark, it means to put on the light, whatever. But even if, let's say, it's a remise, okay? Because sometimes based on the person's intelligence, it could be it's a remise, you know. But even if it's a remise, if the end result is the goy is putting on a light, knowing that the Jew is the beneficiary of that light, that is a problem, even if there was no communication at all between the goy and the Jew. This is, I would say, the most unknown chelik of Amir Lanachi, and we understand why. Because the word is Amir Lanachi. So the word really is people use the word as a way of revealing the halacha, but here it's very deceiving. Because the way you have to look at it more is, Nochri Shasa Malacha Bishvul Yisrael. You have to switch it to that category. Okay, we'll continue next one. Okay.